Blessed be God, who enables us through the Holy Spirit to praise his holy name. Let us therefore bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit by proclaiming, Blessed be God forever. With this podcast, we gather to listen to God's holy word. In order to prepare our hearts for this task, we begin by acknowledging our sins and saying the following act of contrition. O my God, I repent with my whole heart of all of my sins. I detest them, for it is by them that I deserve the loss of heaven and all the sufferings of hell. But it is also by them that most of all I have offended you, infinite goodness. And it is because of this I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, a grace that I ask you to grant me now and always, that I will do what penance I can, and desire to rather die than offend you again. Amen. O Lord, be in our hearts, and on our lips, and shown in our lives, so that we may proclaim and know the word of the Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The night of Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that, with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us, whom you had summoned. For in secret, the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. The Word of the Lord. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us, who have put our hope in you. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. A reading from the letter of Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, and evidence of things not seen. Because of this, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was to go. By faith he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they came, they would have had opportunity to return. But now, they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he, who had received the promises, was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. The Word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know what day the Son of Man will come. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven, that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself. Have them recline at table and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants, to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant. The master will put that servant in charge of all of his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been asked the question that if you died right now, this instant, this second, do you believe you'd go to heaven or to hell? Or for those of us who are Catholics, do you think you're at least good enough or fit enough to go through purgatory so that you can eventually reach heaven once you've gotten through all the stuff that you're still attached to here on earth? This is kind of the underlying theme, if you will, if you paid attention to all the readings for this particular Sunday. Because when we start in the Book of Wisdom, We're told about how the night of Passover was something that was known before it happened. It was something that was expected to come about, or at least it was told to people that it would come about. But then, if you read through the rest of Exodus and Numbers and Leviticus and Deuteronomy, you find that the people really didn't act like they were expecting to be delivered from Egypt, or at least in the way that they were. And that leads us to the great questions that we have to answer as a people of God. What was it that they knew? Because the Book of Wisdom tells us that the night of Passover was known before by the fathers. They knew that they were promised salvation and that their foes would be destroyed in some fashion. And that was there for them to ponder. But they didn't understand it, which is kind of the point, and something that we need to be aware of for ourselves, because we might not understand it. We're told in our responsorial psalm that we should understand that the eyes of the Lord are upon those who look to Him, who fear Him, who hope for His kindness. That's why we can wait on the Lord and expect something great to happen. And this leads into the second reading from the book of Hebrews, in what we have from the Great Faith chapter, which tells us what faith is and has probably been taught a lot by those in the Word of Faith movement and those that have been influenced by that particular movement over the last 40, almost 50 years since it was really big and popular with the charismatic movement. And yet, what we find in this is Abraham having a faith to not just leave his home and find out this place God was going to give to him and his offspring, but he also had to have faith that even if Isaac died, Isaac was the son of promise in whom he would receive his descendants. And therefore, he had to look beyond death to prove his faith in God when he offered him on the altar to sacrifice him, as is recorded in the book of Genesis. And it tells us here that because he had the promise that through Isaac his descendants shall come, he reasoned, as Scripture tells us, that God was able to raise him from the dead, raise Isaac and receive him back. And he did, in a sense, with what he experienced on that mountain. But then we get to the gospel reading, and we're reminded that we need to be always prepared for our deaths, because Jesus tells us to gird our loins and light our lamps and be like servants just waiting for the master's return, because we don't know what hour he will come. And this reminds us that our biggest focus is not figuring out how to pay our bills this month. It's not even about whether or not we can do certain vacation trips a year from now, or check off our bucket list on things that we want to accomplish down here on earth. But rather, our focus needs to be on that moment when we will be held accountable by God. We're to provide for what we need in our lives. That's not something that He's telling us not to do. He's not telling us to do like many false teachers over the years have suggested, of when it comes to this date, sell everything you have so that you can go to heaven and, you know, not be encumbered by earth. And as has been found out through great historical disappointments, like those in the 1800s, and even recently in the 1980s, when many people sold their stuff thinking, oh, this is when this prophecy gets fulfilled and the rapture will happen, that's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about instead is, are you ready to die? Are you ready to face ultimate judgment now? You see, many people don't understand that this is the focus that our Christian lives should put us to. We should be focused on being prepared for death, because we're not here for longer than 100 years, maybe 120-ish. Most of us won't even make it to 80. I'm surprised I made it to 50. But we're supposed to have this contemplation of the end of our lives and how we will be judged if we're ready for Christ. And that's the point of our gospel reading. That's the point of the second reading. And that's the point of the first reading, is to be prepared. As the parable that Jesus gave us, you don't know what hour or what day you will die. Because it's that day that's more important to you and me than the actual end of the world. Oh yeah, we could look at our newspapers and assume that this person or that person being in the news doing X and O could equal us being in the last days of planet Earth. But as a Monsignor once asked me, and really my entire class way back when I was in grade school, what does that matter if you won't even make it to that day? You see, everybody gets enthralled and mysticized and confused by pursuing signs and wonders about the end of the age. But if you knew, hypothetically, that the end of the world was going to be September 28th, 2022, what would it matter if you died on August 10th, 2022, unprepared for heaven, but only fit for hell? We who have listened to your word and pondered its meaning now turn to you to declare our faith in response by saying, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, and our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death, and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. At the invitation of Christ, we come, dear Father, to await before your throne. We stand here not in our own righteousness, but we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, your Son. As a result, we who have received your grace and our hearts, which are warmed by your Holy Spirit, now are inclined to praise you and say, Blessed are you, Lord, our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, God supreme, who extends loving kindness and is master of all, who remembers the gracious deeds of our forefathers, and who has brought a Redeemer with love to their children's children for His name's sake. King, Helper, Savior, and Protector, blessed are You, Lord, Protector of Abraham. Your might is eternal, O Lord, who revives the dead, powerful in saving, who sustains the living with loving kindness, who revives the dead with great mercy, who supports the fallen, heals the sick, frees the captive, and keeps faith with the dead. Who is like You, Almighty, and who resembles You, O King, who can bring death and give life, and make salvation blossom forth? And faithful are You to revive the dead. Blessed are You, Lord, who makes the dead live. You are holy, and Your name is holy, and those who are holy shall praise You every day. Blessed are You, Lord, the holy God. You sanctified the seventh day unto Your own name, as the culmination of creation of heaven and earth. You blessed it above all days, and hallowed it above all seasons, as is written in Your Torah. Completed were the heaven and the earth, and all their array. On the seventh day, God finished the work that He had made. On the seventh day, He rested from all the work that He had made. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it God ceased from all the work that He had created to function thereforth. Those who keep the Sabbath and call it a delight shall rejoice in Your kingdom. A nation that sanctifies the seventh day will be sated and delighted with Your goodness. The seventh day You desired and sanctified. You called it the precious of days, a remembrance to creation. Moses rejoiced in the portion assigned to him. You did call him a faithful servant. You placed a crown of glory upon his head when he stood before You on Mount Sinai, and brought down in his hand two stone tablets on which was written the law of keeping the Sabbath, as it is written in Your Torah. The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout all generations as a covenant for all time. It shall be a sign for all time between Myself and the children of Israel. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He ceased from work and rested. You did not give it, O Lord our God, to the other nations of the world, nor did You, our King, make it the heritage of idol worshippers. In its serenity the heathen will not dwell. For unto Israel, Your people, and to the seed of Jacob, whom You chose, did You give it in love. A nation that sanctifies the seventh day will be sated and delighted with Your goodness. The seventh day You desired and sanctified. You called it the precious of days, a remembrance of creation. You are one, and Your name is one. And who is like Your people Israel, a nation unique on earth? Glorious greatness and a crown of salvation, a day of rest and holiness has You given to Your people. A day on which Abraham was glad, Isaac rejoiced, and in which Jacob and his children have found rest. A rest of love and generosity, a rest of truth and faithfulness, a rest of peace and tranquility, of calm and security, a perfect rest of the kind that you desire. Your children shall recognize and know that their rest comes from you, and that their rest sanctifies your name. Our God and God of our fathers, be pleased with our rest. Sanctify us through your commandments, and set our portion in your Torah. Gratify us with your goodness, gladden us through your salvation, and purify our hearts to serve you in truth. Give us your holy Sabbath, Lord our God, with love and favor as our heritage. And may Israel, who sanctifies your name, rest on it. Blessed are you, Lord, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Favorably receive, O Lord our God, your people Israel in their prayer. Restore the worship to your temple in Zion. Receive with love and favor the offerings of Israel and their prayer. And may the worship of your people Israel always be favorably received by you. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We give thanks unto you, who are the Lord our God, and God of our fathers for all eternity. You are the strength of our lives, the shield of our deliverance. In every generation we shall thank you and declare your praise, for our lives that are entrusted into your hand, and for our souls that are in your care, and for your miracles that are daily with us, and for your wondrous deeds and goodness that occur at all times, evening, morning, and noon. You are the benevolent one, for your mercies are never ended, the compassionate one, for your deeds of kindness do not stop. Always have we placed our hope in you. For all this, O our King, may your name be always blessed and exalted forever and ever. All the living will forever thank you and praise your name in truth. O God, our eternal salvation and help. Blessed are you, Lord, whose name is goodness. It is pleasing to give thanks to you. Establish peace, well-being, blessing, grace, loving kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all Israel, your people. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, by the light of your presence. For by the light of your presence have you given us, O Lord, our God, a Torah of life, love of kindness, justice, blessing, compassion, life and peace. And it is good in your sight to bless your people Israel at all times and in every hour with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit. Let my soul be silent to them that curse me. Yes, let my soul be like dust unto all. Open my heart to your word, and let my soul pursue your commandments. And all who think evil against me quickly annul their designs and frustrate their intentions. May it be your will, O Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, that no person be jealous of me, nor I of others, that I not become angry, and that I not anger you. Save me from the evil inclination, and place humility in my heart. Do it for the sake of your name, and for the sake of your might, for the sake of your holiness, for the sake of your word, in order that your loved ones may be saved. Save me through your might and answer my prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my strength and my Redeemer. May he who makes peace in the heavens make peace for us and for all Israel, and say, Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in peace and glorify the Lord with how we live among others. Thanks be to God.